Sunny Bunny. Oh my God, come here. Holy shit. Come in. Give me a hug. Oh, this is unbelievable. I can't believe you actually came to visit me. Oh my gosh. How long have we known each other? Jeez. Oh, come on in. Yeah. I got drinks here and let's go sit out on the patio. Come on. Yeah, this is my beach house. Yeah. Oh, let's go. Oh, perfect. Yeah. Oh, have a seat. Oh, so good to see you. God, you look pretty. And I just... Come here. Just, you know, I can't believe this is happening. Yeah. I mean, you've always said if I were ever to whisper in your ear for real, you don't know if you could take it. I mean, you know, when I whisper, it's simply just air turbulence in my larynx instead of vibration in my vocal cords. You know that, right? Yeah, I mean... I'm glad you like my whispering instead of it being the personification of the stress and dissatisfaction found in the house. I mean, wait, where'd that come from? Yeah, don't let my past relationships influence your desire to be with me, pretty girl. I mean, you know, some people say to protect your voice that you should whisper, but... I mean, actually, many otolaryngologists advise against this. Yeah, they warn that whispering actually causes more trauma to the larynx than normal speech. Yeah, singers in need of vocal rest are often given the same advice. Avoid whispering. It'll damage your pipes. I mean, as audio performers, we need to know that. Don't we? God, you're so freaking beautiful. I can't stop looking at you. Yeah, I mean, you know, sound as sound waves enter the outer ear and, you know, travel through your narrow passageway called the ear canal, which leads to the eardrum. The bones in the middle ear amplify or increase the sound vibrations and send them to the cochlea. Yeah, not the cochlea, but the cochlea, a snail-shaped structure filled with fluid in the inner ear. Sound vibrations make the fluid in the cochlea travel like ocean waves. Yeah, just like those. See them? The vibrations are translated into electrical impulses by tiny hair cells, then travel along the auditory nerve to the brain for interpretation into recognizable sound. Huh. Go figure. Anyway, whispering into your ears was kind of a kink for me, but now that I realize that it's not good. I'm not going to do it anymore. But what about... Oh, God. What about those eyes? Those eyes are so beautiful. Oh, don't look at me like that. Damn, girl, what do the eyes do? What do they do when I'm blowing them? What does blowing in your eyes do? Well, actually, it's part of a test which measures your intraocular pressure. Yeah, your IOP. Yeah, they use a tonometer. A raised IOP can indicate a problem with the eye, such as glaucoma. Yeah, the puff of air flattens your cornea, and the instrument senses the deflection and calculates your IOP. Yeah, it's the puff test. You know the puff test. Yeah, so here, open your eyes. That's it. Well, why do your eyes dry out? Well, you know, with more moisture in the air, tears evaporate more slowly, keeping your eyes more comfortable. Also, both furnaces and air conditioners decrease humidity in the air. Excessive air movement dries out your eyes. Oh, fuck. Your eyes, I keep blowing in them and they're turning red. You okay, Space Girl? You gonna be okay, Koshka? Wait. I have a plethora of eye drops for your relief. One second, let me go get them. Yeah, I mean, let me be that guy and supply it to you. So, Blink lubricating eye drops for mild, moderate, dry eye. It's best for general use, and Bausch & Lomb, soothe preservative-free lubricant eye drops. They're best for frequent dryness. And Clear Eyes Pure Relief multi-symptom eye drops, they're best for redness relief. Or Refresh Contact Lens Comfort Drops, they're best for contact lens wearers. Are you a contact lens wearer? Oh. How do I know this? Well, according to reviews.com's The Best Eye Drops for 2019, this is what I know. I mean, it's the internet, Koshka. Ever heard of it? My God, if I knew you were this ambivalent about me, I would have never... Man, it's okay. Let's keep going. Yeah. Let me take off your shirt. Oh my God, those breasts. Yes. Look at them staring at me. But wait. Your third eye. Your navel. It's just looking at me, calling for me. Oh, baby doll. Your navel orange is the sexiest, biggest, most orange I've ever seen. And fuck, it's organic. You have a organic navel. But it's too bad your navel can't have or be a GMO. You know, a genetically modified orgasm. But at least there are no carbs in your navel. Let me kiss it. Oh, wait. What is this? Is this... What the fuck? Is this a crouton in your navel? Oh, it's... No. Yeah, it's okay, babe. It's no problem. I know how you love tossing salad, and it's just... Just not sure how this crouton got in there, in your navel. Don't mind me. It's just a thing for me, you know? But it's stuck in my throat, though. Fuck. Red light. Timeout. 20-second timeout, ref. Ah. Oh. Just, I can't... The croutons. Oh, anyway, you know, speaking of licking your navel, you know, since the genes for the proteins, you know, seedless fruits such as navel oranges are propagated asexually, usually by grafting. The most frequent reasons for lack of seed development are pollination failure or non-functional eggs or sperm. Since the genes for the proteins would be inserted into the virus, not the tree, the oranges themselves would not be genetically modified. And since the virus can be grafted into existing trees, the system might have some infected citrus trees or at least extend their lives. For example, Tropicana orange juice includes the non-GMO project seal on its package, yet its sole ingredient is oranges, and there are no commercially grown, genetically engineered oranges. Every brand of orange juice is naturally non-GMO, provided the only ingredient is oranges. Yeah. Yes, anybody. I mean, it's because oranges are subtropical, not a tropical fruit. The color of an orange depends on where it grows. In more temperate climates, its green skin turns orange when the weather cools. But in countries where it's always hot, the chlorophyll is preserved and the fruit stays green. Cuties, mandarin oranges. As we've said before, there are no genetically modified oranges or other citrus fruits on the market. That includes those little mandarin oranges made by cuties in your grocery's produce aisle. Yeah. I mean, I'm still happy you're here. Do you want to just go get some food instead? Yeah, maybe we can go get sushi or something. Well, I'm glad you're here.